was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell,
"There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on up in cell block number 9.
This is Sam Kennedy coming to you live on this 27th day of the first month in the year of our Lord Yahweh, 2008. I've been in seclusion most of the day, friends, communing with my Maker in contemplation of tonight's program. Let's see if I learned anything, because this is a very serious undertaking. 2 weeks ago, I reported a story about a man I'm proud to call my friend, who managed to arrange a release on his own recognizance despite being arrested for failure to appear and a prosecutor in the background screaming for a cash bond. I reported on his release the same evening once they had his consent on an appearance bond. They released him once they had his consent on an appearance bond, which is all they need and all they care about. Last week, I told you of his arrest by a 12-marshal SWAT team and the fascinating story of his holding court in the federal temple. I reported on his issuing orders for the arrest of two judges, the arrest of a bailiff, warrants for the arrest of the actor's bonds, a covenant of peace which two of the marshals signed rather than confess that he was public property, and I reported on his use of a lien and threats to hold a yard sale at that courthouse, which resulted in the removal of one of the judges in fiction. I also reported that the chief judge, a few minutes later, popped his head into the theater to dismiss the entire case, all charges, and those big, bad, sealed indictments that they had threatened him with all mysteriously vanished like a puff of smoke from dust to dust. All of Ramsey's religious trappings, the actors, the pagan laws, the false idols, all of them brought to their knees by a lone, determined shepherd. I told you of 10 marshals begging his forgiveness after the fact, and judges praying for him, praying to him for salvation, as the hallowed Federal Hall of Horrors collapsed under its own weight in its own hot air, leaving us with nothing more than the Last Chance Cafe and Dinner Theater. Folks, I'm not going to bore you with the old cliches tonight, like it's an honor to be arrested. That corporation masquerading as mankind's greatest governmental experiment is dedicated to the singular purpose of its own survival. To that end, it must force your consent to worship its endless inventory of idolatrous images and badges and buildings and uniforms and libraries and papers ad infinitum. And to effect your reverence, it employs an army of deluded men willing to whisper in your ear, "Just sign here and you can go home tonight." However, tonight I will bring you, as promised by my email yesterday, a new perspective, the opportunity to transform your fear of the unknown into amusement. I'm not kidding, amusement. I'm offering you the prospect of shedding the mystified concepts of arrest, arraignment, shackles, and hearings you have been fed your entire life, and replace that fear with gleeful anticipation of your opportunity to hold court, memorialize your remedy, and dismiss Agent Smith like a mosquito. And when we return after a brief intermission, we'll give you the manual for freedom.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Tonight, I'm hoping to bring you a new perspective where fear is banished from your dealings with the United States. Tonight, you can secure your place in the second exodus from Egypt. I'll be unveiling a roadmap to freedom, a step-by-step manual to conduct court, to impose your authority, and to walk God's green earth as the one, the free man to whom the pagans apologize and pay their respects. If you do not consent, they are powerless. If you command your authority, they must listen. The program is being constructed as an open letter dedicated to Wesley and Eddie, both currently in trial, Walter, Gene, Ruthie, Patrick, Robert, Philip, Christopher, Susan, Teddy, Jennifer, Ron, Carly, and literally thousands of other political prisoners. At this very moment, my friends, there are people listening to my voice who are sitting in motels waiting to present themselves as pagan worshipers in the morning, Monday morning. So let me ask you to consider this. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? That quote from Patrick Henry doesn't even touch the surface. When we ask our spouses, our children, siblings, and parents, when we beg them to confess to being felonious monsters and sociopaths in the eyes of their fellow men, which is exactly what we are asking them to do when we implore them to pay their debts, quote-unquote, and serve their time, when we ask them to submit to abject humiliation, to be strip searched, not even considering to ourselves what it would be like for us to be strip searched and to be humiliated at every step by strangers who know nothing of our lives or their lives and who value them only as property was valued in ancient Rome. We are not just asking them to place their lives and certainly their health at daily risk, because loss of health in prison is a given. So we're not only asking them for a sufficiently repugnant request on its face, just go in there and get it over with, but are we not asking them to reject the Almighty, disavow divine law, and bow before false gods who present their badges, their uniforms, their discipline, their authority, and their guns as elements, deities to be worshipped? And are we not asking them to do that only for the sake of our own peace of mind? Are we not asking those relatives of ours to teach our children about submission to authority? Or are we really asking them to seduce our children into pagan worship? Which is it? Something to consider as the program unfolds. And we'll come back to that topic with a special message during the final segment. Those of you who know me know that I've been interacting for years with the United States through abatement. I returned effective process from my court, the court of original jurisdiction pursuant to the law as established in millenniums past by my Lord. I believe that this approach is not applicable to most living men, but as our movement has matured, my opinion also hopefully has matured. Since 2007 witnessed a stampede of souls into the kingdom, I do believe that now is the time. So let me begin with an observation that those of you who are sitting in prison may not like when you read this transcript. And this transcript will find its way into the prisons across America very quickly. To my friends in prison, you're in prison because you have chosen to pray to men instead of the Lord. Now, if that sounds harsh, let me tell you, there are many folks who have declined the invitation to prison by refusing to participate in the bankruptcy of their law, the word of their Lord. They're free as a bird, and the United States, believe me, wants no part of them. End that heresy, my friends, and you will be set free. End it not, and you will waste away until you have paid, as was said in Matthew, your uttermost farthing. If you gain nothing else from this program, mark those words carefully. Withdraw your consent. Cease the worship of idols. Pray not to the institutions of men and their baseless regulations. Issue orders instead of petitions from the court of the Lord, or at least in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Disavow those blasphemous motions and petitions where you prayed to men, and you shall walk the earth as free men. Those petitions, even the ones I've supplied, were an interim technology just like plasma television. It is time to stand on your own two feet. Consent not, and you will descend not. Seek the word of the All High, and you shall walk tall among men. If you believe in your heart that the devil needs your consent, then you already have all the necessary knowledge to be a free man. They require your consent to presume they are judges, to presume you're a fiction defendant, to presume they can impose a sentence. Consent not, and they cannot impose or enforce that sentence without returning to their home and blowing a hole in their own head. Their judges' manuals preach the need for consent on every page. Their actions scream consent every day when they seek that signature. If they didn't need it, they would not ask for it. Without your consent, they're stripped of power, completely stripped of power, other than to force you into slavery, which rarely, if ever, happens, because you consent. Every federal judge in fiction knows this basic principle. So their playbook is simple. Force your consent to submit to their rituals. With that knowledge, folks, every one of you listening to my voice can strip the actors of their facades and walk the earth a free man in service of our Lord. I would like to read you from a document I wrote just yesterday, literally off the presses, to assist those folks I mentioned in coming out of the closet and embracing the word of the Most High. This is an open letter to living men, wherever they be, whether incarcerated, in prison, in jail, on a barge in the middle of the ocean, on an island sequestered behind fences. The decision to go public, by the way, was mine. All the contempt citations in the world, all the restrictions in prison, all the screening and spyware, all the rules of evidence combined cannot suppress this level of truth. It's been tried by the tyrants of history. It's failed under the tyrants of history every time, and it will fail here. Within 48 hours, transcripts of this program will be moving through the federal dinner theater like a plague. So I say to the feds, I say to all of you listening, do your worst. We care nothing about your tactics. We know who we are. Your choice is simple. You can kill us in your gulags, or you can let us go. We grant you no other options. Do you have the stomach for it? I do. Because we are not backing down. If you try to contain us, we will infest your institutions and you'll have larger problems to handle than escapes and riots. We will hold our grand juries in your death camps. We will indict you, arrest you, try you, and condemn you from inside your own prisons. We will have the force of truth and the Lord, and you will have fiction and deceit. And I will teach them how to do it tonight, so there is no turning back. At the end of the program, I'll announce where you can download a sovereign's writ of habeas corpus and a writ of prohibition, part borrowed, part stolen, part original, and also tonight's open letter, tonight's manual of freedom. Do not copy, borrow, or use these tools unless you first decide who you are, commit to it with your uttermost breath, and own your own destiny and are willing to die for the cause of being free. Believe me, Gandhi required no typewriter for his authority. And we certainly know Yeshua required nothing for his. So, with your permission, folks, let's move on to the manual. This is titled, at the top of the page, Memorandum Terminating While Impeded, version 1.1. Very likely version 1.2 will be ready later tonight. The entire manual comes under the heading, If It Was Me, I Would. And here's what I would do. Number one, I, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, would keep it simple. If I was caught up at this late date, if I was facing sentencing or the supposed requirement to report tomorrow morning, I would keep it simple unless I had time to develop some commercial remedies, which can be a great assistance in these matters. Number two, I would give power of attorney to my intended attorneys, in fact, and possibly my signature in a computer or on stamp. Number three, I would finish all outstanding commercial process and administrative remedies, including liens which are underway, circumstances permitting. I direct liens generally at this point in time against the bonds of debtors, and they don't like it, and I've personally received numerous threats about that. And you know what? Every email I've ever received after those threats from the parties who have continued down the process has said to me, hey, Sam, they threatened this, that, and the other thing. I executed the lien. They disappeared. Now, I'm not suggesting it's risk-free. I'm suggesting I don't care as to my own safety. Number four, I would correct past errors. A, giving top priority to rescinding all signatures nunc pro tunc, which many of you understand means retroactive to the signing date. I'm hearing noise in the background. Are we in the middle of commercial? All right, folks, that music means that we're heading to commercial. We're going to pick up with item 4A, rescinding all signatures, when we return. My apologies for the technical glitches. The Lord doesn't want to make our life too simple. We'll be gone for 3 minutes. And please join me after the intermission.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. Before I forget, Eddie Kahn's, the prosecution rested late Friday in the trial of Wesley Snipe and Eddie Kahn. And Eddie has not been participating, and every day they've attended his cell and asked him, does he wish to consent to participate, and he's declined. Friday afternoon, the judge issued an order that Eddie be brought into court 8:30 a.m. Monday. And I'm hoping that with the benefit of these materials and the discussions that Eddie has been privy to and some other things that are ongoing, which I'm not at liberty to discuss, that Eddie will take the reins and terminate his kidnapping. Now, they've been living hand to foot, as they say, moment to moment, on donations, and I urge everybody out there to please grab a checkbook, if you have one, and send a donation to Eddie Kahn at P.O. Box 969, Tavares, that's Thomas Albert Victor Albert Roger Edward Stacy, I don't know where Stacy came from, should have said Sam, right? Tavares, Florida, 32778. That's P.O. Box 969, Tavares, Florida, 32778. And I'm sure he'd like to hear a nice uplifting message as well. He's lost 30 pounds in that prison. He's down to 160 pounds. And he's, as you know, the victim of a bona fide kidnapping across slave international borders. Back to the Manual for Freedom, Topic 4A. This is under the item Correct Past Errors. I would rescind all signatures nunc pro tunc, which means retroactive to the signing date, on all slave documents, appearance bonds, all motions I had put in, you hear that, Eddie, all motions, and pretrial and probation agreements. If I were Wesley Snipes, when I went ahead with some other procedures here, once he realizes he will be convicted, and he's got nothing to trade off because Eddie's in the same trial. Prosecution may have outwitted itself on this one. If I was Wesley, I, upon firing those attorneys, I would issue a global rescission of signature on everything that has been done, including any attorney agreements with the attorneys, so that I was so that the documents they issued by way of their signature no longer had relevance in my life. Now, if I had signed many of these documents in prison and signed for paper and this and that, I would perform a global rescission and it would read something very simple. I, Samuel Thomas Kennedy, sovereign in fact, a living Christian man on the land until proven otherwise, do hereby rescind for cause of failure to disclose risks, perils, and responsibilities all signatures executed in my natural and representative capacities without exception. Without exception on a certain appearance bond dated such and such, and any and all other offers, documents, instruments, and process issued to me or legal fiction, Sam Kennedy, in the matter of, and I would name the case, with the exception of any and all signatures executed for the purpose of accepting for value any such offers and or documents. All such offers, proceedings, documents, action statements, and instruments are hereby accepted for value and return for full credit by notice, all such acceptance signatures, whether expressed or implied, remaining in full force and effect. You could shorten it to two sentences. I rescind all signatures on every document you've sent me, or legal fiction such and such, leaving intact all signatures on every document that on every banker's acceptance for value statement thereon. Simple. Number two, by the way, instead of sending me an email, how do I rescind a document? Why don't you simply refer to this program in the future? Folks, that music means we're headed to a break. When we come back, we're going to have a long segment during which I'll have the privilege of reviewing a whole host of the other procedures that I would follow if it was me facing the Grim Reaper. So we'll be back in 3 minutes, and I invite you to stay tuned. And join me at that time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made
Welcome back, friends. My apologies for speaking fast tonight. We have little time and the need to dispense a complete message for those who need the information tonight. Item 4B, after rescinding all signatures, I would give top priority to filing notice of waiver of benefits and privileges and notice dissolving all adhesion contracts. That can be as simple or as complicated as one might like. I would file those notices nunc pro tunc, standing thereafter on my right of avoidance, and I would give notice of same, if time permits, by filing those documents in the county. Excuse me. Basically, I'm saying I waive all benefits and privileges from the United States and all political subdivisions thereof, not to include your wonderful judiciary, and I ask nothing from you, and I give nothing to you. Kiss off. Have a nice day. Now, if time permitted, I would file notice of all of the above, the rescission notice, the waiver of benefits and privileges, and the notice dissolving all the adhesion contracts, on the Secretary General of the United Nations, the U.S. President, and Secretaries of State, Transportation, Commerce, the Attorney General, Directors of the Secret Service, FBI, Marshal Service, and Bureau of Prisons, the Supreme Court, the applicable appellate and circuit, and District Courts of the United States, and probably I would give similar notice to my state fiction counterparts of the above, just as I did when I executed my treaty with the United States many years ago. Finally, item D is marked optional, and it says, settle and close all liabilities attributed to the defendant, and redraft all contracts using BIC process. That would be indictments, pretrial, trial, orders restricting your mobility, or restraining orders, things of that sort, time permitting. If it was the night before, obviously I'm not going to spend a lot of time executing commercial documents against them. Number five, I would prepare my court. Now, mine is prepared in my head, mine is prepared in my abatements, but I don't need my abatements. I can walk in naked with my arms strapped behind me in a, in an insane asylum. I forget. Well, I'll probably remember when it happens to me, but if I was shackled to a table, my court is still present. It's in my head, it's more importantly, it's in my heart. I will not petition their fictions for a toothpick. I issue orders from my jurisdiction as the court. My court is the court of Yahweh, a superior court, the one supreme court, the original jurisdiction. I know all of you constitutionalists out there just about fell off your couches. But I've got news for you. The Constitution is not the original jurisdiction. And who on hell came up with that concept? You know, like a 16-millimeter projector, the Constitution was an interim technology until men were ready to apply the truth. It's never had any authority over an insect, let alone living men. But it remains a very effective tool when a patriot uses it politically to exploit the need of public officials and judges to pay the Constitution lip service. Because publicly, in front of the media and members of the general public, they cannot admit that the Constitution is not in effect. So I enjoy evoking their public admission of its legendary rights and remedies. Now, in earthly terms, one way of many to present a sovereign court in its heading is this simple. Our one Supreme Court, underneath that, held at, and I would mention the county, so it could be held at Albany County, Nation New York, a superior court for the people, comma, this would be on the third line, a superior court for the people, comma, original jurisdiction under Yahweh. On the other hand, we don't have to explain. They don't explain what party in true authority would begin listing his credentials. But we might put it elsewhere in the document. What does David Clarence say on his, in the presence of Almighty Yahweh, which is an excellent statement. You could add under this the particular judicial district of Tens if, in fact, you have prepared appropriate documentation for that. And if you don't know what that is, look up Cancellatura on the web. The next line could say exclusive superior jurisdiction of the district court to the federal circuit under Confederation, if you're following a methodology paralleling David Clarence. And underneath that, you might add United States of America, comma, du jour. Now, folks, this is one global way of stating these things, and there are dozens, and I've listed probably a half a dozen different choices in the writ of prohibition and the great writ of habeas corpus that will be available to you at a specific website by tomorrow morning. District of Tens, by the way, if you don't know, is derived from Exodus 18:21, and as David Clarence has quite ably noted, in 28 U.S.C. 1451, it very, very overtly, to those who will look, defines for the purposes of the removal chapter, and this is an exact quote, one, The term state court includes the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, and two, the term state includes the District of Columbia. Basically, they're all courts in the District of Columbia Circuit, in the Washington, D.C. Circuit. And so it is quite possible to remove them on your word. In their own code, it states that it's the defendant who removes the case. We can also fill the abandoned offices of county notary, clerk of court, and justice of the peace by filing our oath, our commission, a silver bond, and a seal for each of those offices in the public venue. There are other ways to do that as well. Now, if I was so qualified, I might shrink the heading to three or four lines. The court name, held in the particular county and the particular nation, and I would probably point out that it's a superior court for the people under the original jurisdiction of Yahweh. The United States of America, comma, de jure, might appear as well. Number six, I would prepare an order such as habeas corpus, writ of prohibition, an order of dismissal, an order of removal. I might prepare all of those in advance from my court for presentation in open court as a foreign judgment, and I would sign multiple original copies for myself and my attorneys in fact. I would place the seal of my court on each of those documents, either by endorser, or if I was incarcerated, I would draw one by hand, draw the circle, draw my seal if I'm indisposed. And that's actually not a new technique. Small companies, small corporations have been doing that for years if they didn't want to spend on an embosser. Number seven is titled, Who Am I? And I'm reading from the document now. Once I know, believe, and truly understand that I am the court, I will act accordingly. Item A, authority. We do not argue jurisdiction. They cannot overcome, and we do not want to allow them to overcome the authority issue. And that is straight from the mouth, from the horse's mouth, my friend, the patriot, who became a free, living, sovereign man 2 weeks ago. Does their piece of paper grant them authority superior to my granted authority through the word of Yahweh? Accordingly, I will not tolerate their questioning my authority any more than a fiction judge would show such tolerance. And that's me speaking. Item B. Quote, by what authority do you come before me, unquote? We posture that question the very first time the actor opens his mouth. No judge that I know will tolerate interference of an interloper, and neither will I when I'm holding court. I will not wait to establish my venue. I will not let him ask my name. I will not let him raise his gavel. I will not let him open his mouth in my court. And if he fails to answer, I might add the following. Item C, by what authority does an actor in fiction come before me? Item D, by what authority does an actor in fiction present itself in my court? And they can't. No fiction can appear in my court. Item E, by what authority does an actor in fiction presume to give an order to this court? Item F, I might add, try it again, and I'll hold you in contempt. I might add, item G, try it again, and I'll issue a warrant for your arrest, sir. Item H, by what authority does an actor in fiction presume to give an order in my court? Or I might move immediately to enforcement, which, as you know, is a judge's prerogative. You've seen plenty of them do that. And I might move to enforcement by ordering the marshal to arrest the judge in fiction and remove him, or issuing a warrant for his arrest, or arresting the judge in fiction myself, not a citizen's arrest, the arrest of a sovereign, in fact, judge standing in his court, a judge to the court. I might issue a warrant for the arrest of his bond. And if he dares question or ridicule my authority, you know how it goes. Well, what court is that, sir? I wouldn't explain any more than he would. My answer to him would be simple. Where do you presume the authority to question mine? We don't explain. We don't interpret. We don't babble. Well, you know, the District of Tens appears in Exodus. No, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to go there any more than an actor judge would justify his authority. Item O. This is your first warning and only warning. Do it again, and I'll arrest your bond. Do it again, and I'll issue a warrant for your bond. Do I make myself clear? And I'm looking him right in the eye when I say that. Alternative statements might include, are you questioning my authority? Are you presuming to question my authority? One more word, and I'll hold you in contempt. And if he persists, I would act. I'm issuing a warrant for the arrest of the bond of, sir, what is your name? And if he refuses to give it, I'll call him John Doe, and I will issue the warrant orally or compose it on a piece of paper, serve it on a marshal, and tell him to remove that man and take him into custody. Because once I issue that warrant, he's working under my bond, and I'll tell him so. Sir, you're now working under my bond, and I'm ordering you to, and then I'll provide him with my orders, clear and concise so there'll be no confusion, because I'm a living man, not a stinking, deceptive legal fiction. Item T, if they ask your name, if somehow they sneak that in, this is coming straight from the horse's mouth again, and I thought it was brilliant because he answered, I am who I say I am. Who are you? And then if the judge fails to answer, that's when I would issue an order to arrest him or order the marshal to arrest him or a warrant for his arrest or arrest of his bond. By the way, why don't you look up the term arrest online, just put arrest definition and see what legal definitions come up. You might answer that question, I'm the man holding a warrant for the arrest of the bond of whoever it is you're dealing with. Or I'm the man holding a warrant for the arrest of your bond unless these shackles are removed this instant and my orders are obeyed. Am I making myself clear? Item U, what if you're coerced for your consent? When you go to bed tonight, if you're anticipating a problem later in the week, then pray. Normally I don't pray with specificity, I pray in general terms, but for this I might pray. Please, Lord, let them ask me to consent. That is the opening I would be looking for. Well, it's 4:30. If you want to go home, you're going to have to sign this appearance bond. Well, here's a remedy. If you want to go home, sign this. Or what remedy do you propose? Would you like to get out of here without paying a cash bond? I would ask to see the document. I'd shake my head and request a pen. And then I would turn it over and write on the reverse side. Or heck, leave it on the front. Leave it on the obverse side and say, warrant for the arrest of the bond of, and then I would start trolling for names. Sir, what's your name, please? That would be asked of the marshal closest to me. What's your name, please? Oh, you're not going to give your name. Fine. You're John Doe. I'm identifying him as John Doe. We'll operate under that presumption. Sir, you in the black robe, what's your name? And I'm going to clean house right then and there. So I'll be happy to sign this document. What's it going to be? Do I arrest your bond, or do you take these shackles off? Item V under authority. I would exercise my authority. I think I've made this clear, but let me give you the list here. I would deputize a marshal to work under my bond. Can you not conceive how easy that would be with a piece of paper and a pen or verbally? What's your name, John? John, you're a marshal, right? John, I'm deputizing you as a marshal in the district court to the federal circuit, which has a higher jurisdiction. You're now following my orders. With all due respect, I'm ordering you to place that man under arrest. I would remove officers who fail to comply. I would give notices of liens right and left and watch them scurry for the doors. I would order arrests. I would issue arrests. I would effect arrests. I would order removal from the room or the building. I would order removal of cases. I would order termination of cases, and I would issue an original jurisdiction great writ and any other writ that I deem necessary at the time. The writs that have been denied to you because they can't give them are yours to issue. I would use all of the intimidation tactics I have learned from the best in the world, the actors who pretend to sit in courts of law and control our lives. Item W, foreign jurisdiction. I would not consent to any benefits, privileges, negotiation, or submission to a foreign authority. For instance, a heathen held out as a deity who seeks my prayers and worship. I will never pray to a man. Imagine that. A million lawyers in this country who write in their documents, I pray to the court. Have you men lost your minds? Your mothers would be ashamed if they knew what you did. Subparagraph 1. I would not consent to wearing a prison uniform other than I might say, well, I'll put it on if you all put it on. Item 2. I would not consent to being shackled. Item 3. I would not consent to being an overnight guest. If I'm here in the morning, I will order your arrest. We'll continue this, folks, after a 3-minute break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, a very important edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Continuing with the Manual for Freedom. Item X, I would immediately remove all attacks on my sovereign authority, and I would not do it in the manner of Aikido or any other martial art where we use their force against them. I would meet them head on like a freight train. Here are some quotes from my friend who is walking this planet as a free man. Put your delegated authority before me now. Here's another quote. Would the provost marshals help you in finding your authority? I can, in fact, arrange that to happen. Now, most of you probably cannot, but that is food for thought. Are you attempting to create a constitutional crisis? Now, when I read that, I knew immediately where he was headed with it, because marshals are under a mandate to react extremely violently to anyone creating a constitutional crisis. They are to end it then. So something like that should only be attempted by someone who has knowledge of what one is saying and what the consequences are thereof. Item Y, let my attitude and temperament do my talking. Now, this is me talking again. I would look them straight in the eye. I would never back down. I would be fair and benevolent, but I would show no fear. Rather, I would be bold and cavalier. And if you feel a little nervous, once you get started, once you see them blink, then your fear will dissipate, and hopefully at that point, the Lord will put words in your mouth, and your status as a child of God will be felt in the marrow of your bones. I would be bold and cavalier. I don't care if you throw me in jail for the weekend or the rest of my life, but you'd better kill me and all of my associates on the outside, because the court will be coming for your bond, sir. The grand jury will be returning a true bill. You will be indicted for your high crimes here today. Your time as an actor in this little drama is at an end, and you will not be able to earn a living as a lawyer in fiction much longer. Now, you don't believe me? Bring it on, and let's see what happens. That completes the section in this manual on authority, and I'm sure there's much that many of you could add to it, and please feel free to do that. Item 8, words from the horse's mouth again, regarding authority, not jurisdiction. This is so good for you to hear and soak into your soul. I would display my authority. Now, there are many ways to do that. That last paragraph that I just read you, how I might handle a situation, is one way. I would display my authority. I would issue orders. I would not explain myself. As Wayne Dyer taught us in his 30 Million Seller, Your Erroneous Zones, when you hear yourself explaining, you're being victimized. I would order things done. I would not request that they would please do this or please do that. Would you please get me a chair to sit down? Marshal, when you return to this room, have a pen with you. I'm the court, and my orders are supreme, and do not forget it. On that happy note, friends, and it is a happy note, this concludes the first hour. Take no prisoners. We're going to return with the second hour, which I don't think you want to miss. We have an important announcement and some critical information to share. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back after a 1-minute station identification. I'm Sam Kennedy.